Colonel Howard Hall, I'm the Director of Operations for Naval Amphibious Force 515. Okay, well, fantastic. What I'd like to do is just start off with one short clip on what Alligator Dagger is and why it's important to us. And it serves as a valuable combat rehearsal, which brings together the Task Force 515 headquarters and two Marine Air Ground Task Forces, one afloat and one ashore, to synchronize and enhance the mission essential tasks which are required to provide combatant commanders and our national leadership with immediate and effective crisis response options throughout this region. I think it's also important to point out, you know, who is participating in Alligator Dagger. Well, the Naval Amphibious Task Force 515, which is under the command of Marine Brigadier General Frank Donovan, is providing command, control, and operational synchronization over the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit, which is embarked on the ships of Amphibious Squadron 3, also the Special Purpose Marine Air Ground Task Force Crisis Response CENTCOM, which can be said shorter as the Special Purpose MAGTAF, and the USS Lewis B. Puller, who is on her maiden voyage as a newly commissioned U.S. Navy warship. A little over 2 years ago, NAVSENT's Task Force 51 was solely responsible for the amphibious forces operating in the CENTCOM area of responsibility. Task Force 51 operated closely but separately from MARSENT's 5th Marine Expeditionary Brigade. Recognizing the need for interoperability and synergy, a memorandum of understanding between NAVSENT and MARSENT integrated only portions of Task Force 51 and the 5th MEB staffs. Last year, that MOU was updated to fully integrate the two staffs and designate Task Force 515 as NAVSENT's Crisis Response Headquarters, led by a one-star Marine General. Leveraging the utility and strength of this newly integrated standing headquarters, Brigadier General Frank Donovan sought to enhance the limited training that ARG MEWs were offered as they entered the CENTCOM AOR. This led to the first iteration of Alligator Dagger as an opportunity to integrate the combat power of the Special Purpose MAGTAF ashore and the ARG MEW afloat under this one headquarters as a train and prepare for operations in theater. Well, let me tell you why this is important. Our adversaries don't conduct rotations into and out of the area. They don't need to get acclimated to the environment. They know the ground and they work to improve their lethal tactics every day, whereas we rotate forces in and out of theater on a periodic basis. While our naval and marine forces have the best training available anywhere, and they actively refine their training in home station to prepare for their deployments here, there is nothing like conducting a combat rehearsal in the environment under which such operations would take place alongside the units that they will be working with. And let's face it, our men and women train hard during home station pre-deployment training, but it's on familiar ground in the relatively moderate climates of Camp Pendleton or 29 Palms, California, or Camp Lejeune, North Carolina, or off the waters of the United States coastline. Getting the personnel and the equipment acclimated to this environment is essential to the success, and Alligator Dagger provides just that opportunity. I'll tell you about how this is performed. The America Amphibious Ready Group and the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit departed Southern California in early July, and they've only had limited training opportunities during their transit to the CENTCOM AOR. Upon their arrival, they participate in Alligator Dagger along the Special Purpose MAGTAF and the Lewis B. Puller. Each of the four elements of the MEW, which is the command element, the ground combat element, the aviation combat element, and the logistics combat element, all deployed to Djibouti to refine their individual tactics, techniques, and procedures. Under the command and control of the command element, the ground combat element ashore is in the training ranges conducting live fire and maneuver with each of their weapon systems. The aviation combat element is conducting multiple flight profiles and rehearsals while the joint tactical air controllers synchronize aviation fires in support of ground maneuver. Meanwhile, the logistics combat element has deployed ashore and has thus far produced 43,196 gallons of water in support of our forces ashore, thus enhancing the fact that the Marine Expeditionary Unit ashore is a self-contained and viable combat unit. Meanwhile, the ships of the Amphibious Ready Group are conducting navigation, sea control, and maritime interception operations in the AOR, and they have integrated the Lewis B. Puller, which is on her maiden voyage since she has been newly designated as a United States naval warship. We are still finding out exactly what the Lewis B. Puller is capable of, and we learn new things every day. Alligator Dagger is essentially providing us a battle lab, so to speak, to find out what she can do and enhancing her mission profile every day. There's a lot of integration going on. It's not just the integration within the Task Force 515 headquarters, where Navy and Marine forces are operating right next to each other in this headquarters element. It's also integrating the different elements within the ARG and the MEW, as I had mentioned, the Puller, the Special Purpose MAGTAF, but let's go one step wider. It's also integrating this potent crisis response team among the other task forces resident within NAVSENT. For example, Task Force 53, which is responsible for underway replenishment, is currently conducting underway replenishments and vertical replenishments, providing those logistics which are often overlooked but absolutely required for our naval forces afloat to continue supporting operations ashore. So that brings us to where we are today, on day 10 of Alligator Dagger, which is just a little bit over halfway through this combat rehearsal. And our assessment is that we are on track to complete all of the mission essential tasks and exercise objectives. I've got to tell you, we are approaching the height of our tactical proficiency as we provide immediate and potent crisis response options that the combatant commanders require and our national security demands. Well, some of the other firsts that have occurred, it's not just the Lewis B. Puller's first deployment as a Navy warship. It is the first time that she has embarked on her decks the mine hunting units, which is a remote controlled mine hunter, which belongs to NAVSENT's Task Force 52. The first tests were very successful and seemed very promising, and that is going to add quite a bit of capability to an already capable ARG MEW. And we're excited for that. We're also using her as an ISR platform, Intelligence, Surveillance, and Reconnaissance platform. And we've landed just about every aircraft in the ARG MEW inventory on the Puller's flight deck, which again adds a fourth deck to the ARG MEW, again adding to that versatility and adding to the number of options available to combatant commanders and our national leadership. And that's only a fraction, a small fraction of what the Lewis B. Puller provides. And, you know, as a new warship, we're learning, they're learning. And I also want to point out with the Puller that previously I had mentioned that the ARG, MEW, and the home station units have an extensive workup period, training period, before they arrive in theater. The Puller did not. She was commissioned here in Bahrain, which is also a first. And since that commissioning, there were only days in between the commissioning ceremony itself and when she arrived on site to participate in Alligator Dagger. So it's not just a combat rehearsal for her. It is a full rehearsal in just about every capability that she has to offer NAVSENT, the CENTCOM commander, and our national leadership. So I mentioned we may be using her as a bit of a battle lab, but it is a journey of discovery, valuable discovery, as we learn what she can do for us. And I believe on behalf of Brigadier General Donovan, the Task Force 51-5 commander, he is immensely proud, and as am I, of the men and women of the ARG MEW, Special Purpose MAGTAF, and the sailors and civilian mariners aboard the Puller, who are really putting everything they've got into this exercise. It is a stark contrast between, you know, the gentle waters of Southern California and the gentle climates of Southern California and the harsh environments here. One of the purposes of Alligator Dagger was to acclimate the people and get them used to operating the machinery, which operates a little bit differently in these harsh climates. They have put their all into this training, and that is what is leading to the success of this exercise. It's not just the coordination coming out of Task Force 51-5, it's the dedication and professionalism of every single man and woman out there dedicating themselves to accomplishing these mission essential tasks and preparing themselves for what lies ahead. Again, providing that immediate and potent crisis response, which is absolutely necessary. So I spent a lot of time talking so far about the 15th Marine Expeditionary Unit and their participation in Alligator Dagger, but I'd like to take just a moment to talk about the Amphibious Ready Group. And that's comprised of the USS America, the USS Pearl Harbor, and the USS San Diego operating alongside the USS Lewis B. Puller. And while our ground forces are accomplishing their mission essential tasks, our amphibious forces afloat are also accomplishing their mission essential tasks as well. It's not just getting acclimated to the environment here. It's also getting used to the maritime environment. The coast of Southern California is relatively calm and relatively light trafficked compared to this area. There are a tremendous amount of surface contacts in this area. It's just the nature of operating right outside of a strategic choke point. And the type of surface contacts that they are encountering are nothing like they see back in home station. So they are enhancing their abilities to conduct maritime maneuver in different emissions conditions. and different type of maritime profiles. And that is essential to their seamanship. So Alligator Dagger is not just about the ground forces getting acclimated to this unique environment in a foreign area, or our forces afloat getting used to these unique territorial waters, which are much different than off the coast of Southern California. It's the particular place that makes it particularly compelling, and that is in Africa, which is an increasingly important global focal point in terms of extremist threats, and countering these threats is common interest to the United States and our East African partners. The U.S. and Djibouti enjoy a close bilateral relationship based on the shared interest and a commitment to countering transnational threats and violent extremist organizations. So earlier I had mentioned integration at the different levels within the task force, among the MAGTAFs, and among the task forces within NAVCENT, but we're seeing that integration with a bilateral partner, and this is going to set the foundation for success for our task force, our MU, and our special purpose MAGTAF as they conduct these bilateral outreaches, not just with Djibouti, the East African governments. It's among all of our interested partners throughout this region.